Welcome to Ever Beyond, 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 on Wolf Spirit Radio, No Borders Radio, and everbeyond.info. Be prepared to leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond, 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 beyond.
You there, Jay?
Oh, yeah, indeed. And I've just made this lovely announcement that my mic was muted. Well done. Thank you, Nancy.
Okay.
It's always good to have an assistant because I could have been doing that for 5 minutes and nobody wouldn't have said anything.
I'm sorry it wasn't quicker, but...
Yeah, anyway, good evening. It's September the 7th, 2014. This is Ever Beyond, and we're on Ever Beyond Radio, Wolf Spirit Radio, No Borders Radio in the UK, and today I've decided to have a kind of slightly random show, like my others aren't, yeah? But today, first of all, I wanted to read out a piece that was sent to me by an astrologer friend of mine that is describing the energy of the times in terms of the astrology of the moment. So that's one of the things I want to do. I also would love to take call-ins and have conversations, and if anybody would like a reading of some kind... I'm very happy to do a very short reading, and if anybody's interested in doing anything else. Now, the other thing is the Wolf Spirit Radio chat room is currently unable, for some reason. I mean, it was working like last week, and now it's not working. Maybe it's September, I don't know. It's a chat room. Things stopped working about 5 days ago. Like, all these things went wrong, and my website died, and... YouTube's been taken down for Revolution Radio and for also for Vinnie Eastwood, and I think this is a sign of the times that shit's getting real, as they say. And you know, it took me a few days to get back online. I'm back online, and I'm, you know, screw 'em. Whatever's going on, whatever influences are making this sort of thing happen, screw it. It's all going to make us stronger in the end. And if you find you're in a position where you've done something and it all falls apart and you have to do it again, don't fret on it. Just enjoy the fact that you are giving the opportunity to do something and to do it better and to practice doing it so that you can do it better next time, and it won't take half as long to do it. I mean, if you write an essay you hit the button and you hit the wrong button and you lose it, you always find it would be very much quicker to write it in again because you've already written it, it's just a matter of typing it out, as it were. So, having said that, one of the things that I wanted to talk about today was astrology. I got a message from my friend in Findhorn here. He's an astrologer. He's an esoteric astrologer. He's the only astrologer, bar one, that I know. No, bar two. All right. So there's Rita Reyes and Philip Lindsay. But anyway, he's another esoteric ray-based astrologer. So we're going to be talking about tonight's Virgo full moon, or indeed full moon in Pisces, because if you're in Virgo and it's a full moon, it's the opposite in Pisces. So you can expect some rather Neptunian results. So that's one thing. Of course, you know, I still haven't made a jingle for the telephone numbers, but they're really good numbers because I can remember them. I couldn't remember the old one, but the new ones are very easy. There's in America, so you dial 1-773. No, you don't. See, I don't remember it very well. it's 1-775-773-3431. So that's 775-773-3431. So it's got a nice rhythmic pattern to it. If you're on Skype, it's Wolf Spirit Radio. You can connect to it through me, and I will bring you into the show. Also, you can call in from the UK. Indeed, I have a Glasgow number, 0141-359-4141. That's wonderful. Wonderful. Oh, God. Right, so yes, so plenty of things going on. Hello, Zathras. There we go. Yes. Welcome, everybody, in the chat room there. We've got some new faces there. That's lovely. Lovely to see some new faces there. And welcome. So, where was I? So, let's start off with the astrology thing. I've always found, even before I knew anything very much about astrology, you know, I'd seen it in the paper and things, and, you know, oh, Pisceans sound nice. Before I started studying it, I would always notice that the moon certainly had an effect, and being a gigging musician, I used to notice that when it was closer to the full moon, we get a better audience and we have a better time. So I decided to short circuit the whole stupid weekly gigging thing. So let's just do one gig once a month, and thus created the full moon party. And we did a few of them, and they were great. They were like a little festival indoors. So we had a little lady in a tent, and she was like doing head massages and little tarot readings and palm readings, you know, a little gypsy in the tent. And we had a little stall and a few bands and DJ, and it was a great party. You know, we did a few of them. So that was, when was that? Oh my God, that was really early 90s, that was. Back in the days when I was in a band called The Mystery School, and of course we played to a mainly etheric audience, i.e. greatly empty rooms, about two or three people and dogs. Nobody would, it's always been a bit of a problem, selling original music. People don't go along to pubs or anything to listen to original music. They like to dance to music they're familiar with. Anyway, aside from that, full moons. So I would always notice that the full moon was quite a more intense thing than the rest of the time. Hospital admissions, accident and emergency departments tend to have more admissions during the full moon season than any other time. So, it's telling. Energies are more intense. Energies are that kind of pinball thing. Energies bounce from one person to another. They tend to get more amplified by the energy of the full moon. So let's have a quick sip of tea. And so this is from Errol Wiener, who's esoteric as far. Virgo energy will descend into human consciousness over this cycle, which is Monday to Thursday. So be aware of the need to bring spirit into matter and do the small daily material things properly. For matter, the divine mother principle, is the vehicle for spirit, the divine father principle, to manifest and express into the world. And in the process of this divine marriage, the Christ, holy child or consciousness, principle is born in the cave of the inner heart. Therefore, it is the small things of daily life, the feminine dimension of life, that spirit, God, the masculine dimension, reveals itself. And we as humans have to realize this and remember that small is beautiful. If we cannot keep our own small house in clean order, how can we do anything of real moment for the world and humanity? Far too many VIPs fail to remember this Virgo law. If we cannot greet people we meet on a daily basis in every circumstance in the right way, how can we hope to serve humanity? We make it our special responsibility to do this, and we are always rather surprised at how few people seem to do this. Oh, sorry, we, i.e. Errol and his wife Imogen, We make it our special responsibility to do this, and we're always rather surprised how few people seem to do this. Indeed, they live in a spiritual community. Very few people are ever take the time. Also to say thank you to all who provide us with any daily service, like partners, parents, children, friends, shopkeepers, waitresses, postmen, and to life and the sun and nature for small things like life and prana, chi, life force and oxygen that happens to give us life, lest we forget these rather small big facts of life. This is Virgo, the feminine mother, goddess, nature, matter, principle. And it cannot be separated from the masculine spirit god sun principle, for they are two parts of the one whole, and by their marriage do they give birth to consciousness, love, wisdom, or the holy Christ child. This is the real holy trinity. Much sunny nature, love, and wisdom, Imogen and Errol. So, that's quite interesting, isn't it? The Virgo full moon, which is coming up in the next day or so. Where are we? 97% full, I think. We're 98% of full here. Let me see if I can get the exact time off it. Yesterday, when is the current moon? And 20.09.09.238. Yeah, so where is it? New moon, first quarter, full moon. Yeah, so that's 9.09, which is, that's Tuesday, so it'll probably be about the time I do my show. Yeah, just about, I'll just finish my show tomorrow, which I've got a very special guest on. We'll be talking some very interesting things and very important things, but I can't talk about it. You'll just have to come along to the show at 5 PST on Revolution Radio and Wall Spirit Radio. Journeys with JP. Oh, I suppose I should mention that Wall Spirit Radio is a listener and subscriber-supported situation. So we do have donate buttons on the site, and I hope they're pointing to the right things. Hey, let me just go and check that, because we had a bit of an issue today. Somebody was saying that they have that they were trying to pay us, and that was going to the wrong PayPal address. So let me just check the thing. What happens when I hit that button? It goes to Wall Spirit Radio. Yeah. Well, let's just hope that's going in dollars. Yeah. It's also, yeah, there's a couple of mistakes on the website that are being addressed. One of them is that the donation, subscription donation, is currently in euros. I have trapped that, and there's also various other issues that are going on with the website. I have notified the webmaster, or I've sent a message to the webmaster. I don't know if he's been notified yet, but it's a highly complicated site, Joomla. If anybody knows Joomla and would be interested in trying to help keep the thing running, because it's very weird, takes a lot of energy, please get in touch with me at WolfSpirit, jp@wolfspiritradio.com. Easy. JP, two letters, J and P, at WolfSpiritRadio.com. And so, there we go. Oh, yes, DiamondDeForestProducts.com. And yes, that's where you get your spirits of turpentine, pure gum spirits of turpentine. Thank you very much, Kim Murray. So, thank you very much. Nancy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. There you are. good. Caught you on the way. So, where were we? We were talking about... guess what we were talking about? No, we were talking about Shungite being the possible ejector of stars themselves, which, in a way, I mean, to me, that sounds like it's quite plausible, that the Shungite is produced from the plasma that exists at the center of a star.
It could be.
I mean, what would be the most extreme circumstance in any solar system and would be the center of that plasma? And that would possibly be something that could fuse carbon into nanocarbon.
Well, it had to be some extraordinary force. That's a given, because I mean, they can, it's really, I mean, it's not easy, but they can make it in the lab, the fullerenes. But to do it in nature is a totally different game. So yeah, it's got to be some kind of a impressive start point.
Yeah, you're kind of high energy. So you know, we were talking about like the astrophysics measures ejecta of stars being this 70% empty space material, and then we've got the bacteria being 70% empty space when you freeze dry them, and then we look at the shungite molecule, and that looks like it's probably about 70% empty space in terms of its construction. So putting two and two and two together, we may possibly make a form of that life is shungite, or rather shungite is like, and we've been talking about this for a long time, shungite is like life seeds, and each of these shungite molecules could become a single-celled creature, or could form into single-celled creatures like bacteria.
Sure, especially if you've got a situation, you know, like Walt and I think, is that it opens up a gateway to the what David Wilcox would probably call the source field. I feel comfortable with the concept of the source field, this area of ether or vacuum. Walt uses the word vacuum a lot. This area that's 90% of everything, whereas the 3D world that we, material world that we think is all it is, all that exists, is actually only 10%. So if you can tap into that, yeah, you can call for any kind of an energy that you need at any given time. It's like a, I think you get a consciousness like Gaia being a creator god, and then you have the fullerene, that molecule, that allows for the source field to feed into a 3D environment. So it would be like for a sculptor, it would be the most perfect clay. You know that,
yeah.
You.
Interestingly, I got some clay from this random guy. He sent us some clay, which comes from Nevada. Strangely enough, it's full of nutrients and things. Comes from the seabed. I wonder if it's radioactive. Yes.
Are you supposed to be drinking this, or putting it in water, or soaking in it, or is it some kind of a decorative thing? I mean,
you can use it as a mud pack. It's actually powder. It's not solid clay, but you can, and that's what he's saying, give it to the chickens. It makes them grow better eggs. Well, I haven't seen any good results yet, but I still haven't got my egg for breakfast for some reason. I think they're eating them. I think they've turned cannibals. It's a very weird society they live in now.
You're not getting your eggs?
I'm not getting eggs from my chickens, no.
Wow. That's very rude of them.
It is. I think they're just being very selfish with their eggs. And they're laying them and then eating them back up again.
Well, are you seeing the egg, the shells? I mean, is there any indication they're doing that? Are there shells around?
Yeah, there's a moist patch in the coop, and I actually saw one kind of pecking on this jelly like. What's that jelly like substance? Oh, you're just eating your own egg. I think it's just like bizarre. Anyway, it's all part of my little drama. You know, some part of me is cannibalistic. I don't know. Anyway, so where were we? So there's a lot of computer issues that are going on. People are losing. Cindy's lost her computer, and also Colleen Brighteyes has lost her computer as well. So, but luckily she's got another one and running on Linux. Bloody Microsoft Windows is rubbish. Anyway, he said, looking at a Microsoft Windows screen, hoping it's not going to go off any second now.
Can I get some clarification? Because I just wasn't following. You say that the YouTube station for Revolution has been taken down?
Yes. It was during this Ferguson situation that was coming up, and apparently they just posted something about the police radio. They just broadcast some of the police radio from it. And although it doesn't appear to be a fence, that was the last thing that happened before YouTube took down the channel. And then yesterday, Vinnie Eastwood has had his channel taken down as well. And he's got millions of hits.
Now, when they do this, is there some kind of recourse that they have, or do they just do it and they can't get back up? I mean, what happens?
Well, apparently, this happened to Revolution Radio a while ago, and this is like, I think, the third or fourth channel that's been taken down. But Mike has applied, and some of the earliest channel that had been taken down has now been restored. And so we do have still some of those. If people are missing things, also check on archive.org. If things go missing, you might be able to find them there. It's the it's a time travel machine. You can go back on the internet. Archive.org. It's actually Google's cache. When Google does its spidering, that's where it keeps things.
Well, that's most unfortunate.
Indeed. But we keep going, and we keep broadcasting live, and keep talking, and just keep going. Really? Just keep talking.
Well, it's another reason that people should, and I'm serious about this, that they should actually tie in with Wolf Spirit, because they can go to the archives, and they can download the MP3s onto their own computer, so that at least they'll have a history that goes back how many years of... information on the changing reality, let's say.
Well, we've got archives from Rebecca that go back to 2006, so we've got a vast number of interviews with luminaries of the now in these periods. So that's nearly 8 years. And indeed, yes, if you subscribe, and it only costs you $5. It might be €5 at the moment, but it should only cost you $5 to get in, and it will, and you got unlimited downloads. So if you wanted to, you could pay us $5. We let you in for a month, and then every day you burn, you bring down a folder, you take the whole folder down, you copy all of them, and you keep them for yourself. Because you never know. One day you may need some of this information, we welcome anybody who wants to transcribe any. We welcome anybody who wishes to send tags in. That would be a really good thing. If people, when they listen to an archive, put some keywords in it, things that they enjoyed about that show, I want to add that facility to the archive soon. In that people can add tags and things like that, so that would be fun. What else do you think, Natty?
No, because anything could take down the internet, but if you got your own computer that's got the information, and at least not the information's not going to be lost to humanity. Or somebody decides that they're going to take YouTube down and get rid of us all. I mean, I don't think that's going to happen, because I think we got Shungite, that we've got a way of fighting back, but, the paranoia sets in and you go, ooh, maybe we should just download every single archive there is.
Well, the safest thing, the EMP-proof thing, is optical, which is DVDs. If anybody was interested... we would be able to download an entire host, say a year, sometimes two, depending on the size of the files, onto one DVD and send it to you for a small donation. I'm sure that would be quite reasonable, and people would be interested. Because not everybody's got a internet connection. Some people, though, most people, have a DVD player. And if you had DVDs with MP3s on them, your DVD player would play these things. And so you could have like 1,000 hours, 52 times, 100 hours for, somebody's got a weekly 2-hour show. a DVD would be just over 100 hours of that show for a year, and so that would last you quite a while. So imagine 100 hours of my voice droning on and on and on. Wow.
Well, the other prospect, Jay, is that so many people are reading, using the audio books to read books now, that they've gotten very used to listening. And, you know, now, for Christmas is coming up here, you know. What you do is you just pay the $5, download a whole series of MP3s for somebody that you might think would be interested in it, and give it to them for their MP3 player instead of an audio book. Because if we can get people to realize that you don't just have to listen to books, you can also listen to people who are talking about some very interesting subjects that you may or may not have ever even heard about. So it's just, you know, giving people ideas of how they can spread the information, because that's what we're here for. We don't get paid for it. We're here to try to, you know, give people a little heads up on what might be really happening.
Yeah, I think actually this is the way that Knight and Warpeck is doing it. His archives are not available from the general archives, because he's doing a separate thing, and he's selling it as a whole CD of shows. Yes, indeed. So, you know, as MP3s, you get a load. How long? Let me just think. One of these shows archives to 27 megabytes. So for 100 megabytes, you get four shows. And a CD is 600 megabytes. So that's 6 times 4, 24 shows. So you can probably squeeze in 6 months' worth of shows on a CD. And a DVD is, what is it, 4.5 gigs. And so that's 40 shows, 40 shows per gigabyte. So that's 4 times 40 is 160 shows. Yeah, 160 shows. That would be, on a DVD, you'd get 160 shows of about, which would be like, what's that? Yeah, more than 2 years worth of a single weekly show. Obviously, daily shows or shows like Turtle Island News, which are daily, once or twice a week, will take up more. But anyway, whatever it is, if you're interested in this, get in touch with me, jp@wolfspiritradio.com. Tell me what you would like. I mean, I could even build a facility in that you can go into the archives and choose to have a series. You know, you choose yourself which shows you'd like, and you click a button, and boom, that button you can send to us, and then we can burn that onto a DVD for you. All these things are possible. They really are. We have computers today to amazingly do these things. In days gone by, we had to rely on scribes with chisels in cuneiform. In cuneiform, the whole printing situation was more akin to bakery.
Right.
Yeah, it's like people decorating cakes. That's more like cuneiform. You know, having a clay tablet and you stick a pointed stick in it.
Well, in the Shungite store, I put up some shows that you and I are doing with Walt. And they can actually download an MP3 for $1 of a given show. And I did that because we're going to give Wolf Spirit the money for it. But the reason I did that was hoping that people would realize that MP3s of any of these shows are available, and the best deal is to go to Wolf Spirit and spend $5 and download as many as you want. But I did put those up because I had people asking me for MP3 copies of those shows. So they're using MP3s. We just sort of should probably start marketing ourselves in that way too.
Oh, totally. I'd really love to move forward with that. That's where I'm at. I'm an MP3 guy. I've been making MP3s since about 2000, when I started recording my weekly jam session, and I would edit the recordings of them into separate tracks. I'd listen to the whole thing. It was mad. But I had time then. I don't have time for that now. Ain't got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. That was then. This is now. So we make radio shows. We condense all the information that we've gathered over the years and years and years of work that we've all done and gather it all and condense it into an hour or so, or 2 hours. And then we squirt it out into electronic radio. And there we go. It's funny because radio means to radiate. To be in a point of radiating is what we call radiation. And we are radioactive. We are active on the radio here on Wolf Spirit Radio and Ever Beyond Radio. And one day, Cosmic Reality Radio. So there we go.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got the odd group. And the reason that I want to stay with the ODD group is because that was really started up to try to get, because what we realized was that we're all looking for solutions for various different problems. And there was no one place where you could go to say, well, I need help here, and feel comfortable, because, I mean, you got Google and stuff, but feel comfortable that you're being, you're getting to people that are really doing good work. And so that's how we ended up setting up the Facebook ODD group. But what happened was that when I started to look into it, there are so many amazing groups out there doing amazing work that it turned into a full-time job just hunting people down, you know? So that was when I started to get really positive in my own thinking, because I'm going like, there's a lot of solutions out there. It's just that people don't know about it. A lot of it's on the local level, little small groups doing stuff. So humanity is expanding in its heart and its understanding of what it's going to take to survive. One little locale after another, one little problem after another. And I think there's a lot more out there than you would believe if you only listen to internet radio, where there's a lot of, scare stuff. And it's scare stuff because it's scary. So when we come on the radio, you know, I think that we try to tell the bad stuff, but to also say, but we can overcome this stuff. You know, there are solutions.
There's good news and bad news, and we give the bad news first, and then again the good news. But the thing is, and that is totally true. And one of the things that I was having a conversation last night with a couple of hosts, and there's one from Australia, which really, I was like, really? Ah, yes. There we go. We're getting they're getting around the world. But essentially, I almost came up with a mission statement last night in just what I was talking to them about. Just in the conversation, what I was kind of putting Anyway, so what I was coming up with is what they were talking about, and I was saying that we're about solutions. Is that we all know the problems, we all know who the powers that be are, or the powers that were. Now we need to know how to release ourselves from the grip that it has on us, unseen, like in the food chain. How to heal ourselves and others, how to understand the vibratory nature of the universe, so that we may reform it, back to the way we know it should be.
Well, I think it's still there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's already formulated. All we have to do is get behind it. You know, I believe that nature itself, Gaia herself, they're going to survive. One way or another, they're going to survive, because consciousness cannot be killed. You can kill the bodies, but you can never kill the consciousness. But I'm not so sure about humanity as a 3D entity continuing at all, unless we just throw our entire energy behind making. I mean, who was it that was it? Buckminster Fuller talked about the fact that you have a satellite that is the planet Earth, and you know, if you were on a spaceship traveling through the universe, and people pulled out guns and started shooting each other and putting poison in the air, and you know, what would that be? I mean, you're not going to survive. And that's exactly what we're doing here on Spaceship Earth. So now that we've got to a point where we're this, I can remember when, you know, like I was the only person that I knew that knew this stuff, and nobody wanted to talk to me because I was such a downer. And that's one of the reasons Cosmic Reality, you know, it wasn't, I didn't actually attempt to publish any of that until I had some kind of a solution. You know, yes, if we do this, then we're going to be empowered and we can do this. Because the story is so very, very scary. But there are solutions, and that's what I totally agree with you. Solution-based radio. You know, that's what this should all be about, because, no, you know, if you keep bitching about it and you don't do anything, what's the point?
Well, here's the thing, Nancy, and this is something I think also, and we know that the Russians have done research into it, and one of the first aims, really, is to deal with PTSD and trauma recovery. It's a major energy scrambler for the New World servers, and that, you know, when we're talking about the New World servers, this is creating the organic, true, natural New World Order that is not the Bush, you know, Nazi thing, but the new service, because we realize that we're in service to the world, humanity, to God, to Gaia. You know, it's got to be, you know, you can't be in service to one and not the other. Everybody's the, you know, it's all the same thing. And so people need to get back on their feet, really, because we've been all hit by this PTSD. We've been flattened in an avalanche of plastic snow, chemical trails, and wicked water. layer by layer, and like a giant spider's web, it has us all trapped. Wolf Spirit Radio are the scissors that cut the webs. Your choice is to get up. Maybe I should make that into a jingle.
I like it.
But yeah, have some funky music in the background, something, use some of that Jimi Hendrix music. Wasn't that an awesome track? Maybe I should play the other half of it in a little while. Let me know in the chat room if you want to hear the other half of the Jimi Hendrix track, which I stopped about 6 minutes. It was a 14-minute track. Yeah, there we go. Well, so welcome to Wolf Spirit Radio. This is we're in the rebirth period. It's like I said, we're coming up to the full moon in Virgo. This is we're kind of gathering all the harvest together. You know, this is the time of you know, if you've been planting things in the summer, and there's a kind of wet, soggy patch outside. if you fiddle through the mud, you might see some potatoes. Anyway, depends on your drainage, but it's time to harvest all of the things that have been growing this summer, including some of the ideas that we've been having and gestating and. We're slowly getting them online. Things happen very, very slowly. You can't push a river, as they say here in Scotland, which is a lovely phrase. It's things grow in their own time. You can't force a flower to open faster than it will naturally. You can make the environment better. You can make it more congenial, but you can't force it. So. That is how humanity ascends, Nancy.
I had a very interesting thing happen today, and I'm glad I remembered this because I wanted to talk to you about it. I had gone in Sunday mornings. I go over to the VA hospital and visit a friend of mine, and it's not too bad a trip. I mean, it's never good to go to a hospital, but anyway. So I come back and. I see that Luz wants me to take her spot because she's not feeling too well. Okay. So I lay down and I'm going through what I call as a reset, you know, and I get really meditative. And then all of a sudden I'm thinking about the device that Walt Silva was building, the cube, and I'm focused on it. And suddenly somebody comes into the picture and picks up the device. And I wasn't really looking at the human being. I was still looking at the device, and they take it and they put it. They turned, and as they turned, I could see this very large amethyst geode, meaning a rock that they cut in half, and inside of it is all those beautiful amethyst crystals that you see. And this was pretty big. This had to have been at least 3 feet, probably 3 feet tall, and about, I'd say, 2.5 feet wide. And they got the device in their hand, And again, I'm focusing on now this amethyst that's there in the device, and they put the amethyst on top of the geode and then sort of like disappeared. And as that they did that, I said no, because I knew what was going to happen. And what happened was the cube that was now sitting on top of the amethyst geode caused the amethyst to split right down the middle, and one side of it started falling over when it froze. And I was like, what, you know, what the heck, some bad words. And I got the purple ray. And so it was a metaphysical, visionary experience where the purple ray was broken out of the amethyst quartz. And it just filled my body. I mean, it was like, I went from a deep meditation into like this complete focus on my own body. It was just completely erupting in energy. It was just, it was totally amazing. And it reminded me of the purple ray. And the story that I heard in a book that was way back before the internet, when you had to have esoteric books, books that were occult, hidden knowledge. That was the only way you ever found anything out. And it was a book, and it talked about the Kohans of the ages. And when Jesus was alive, there was the yellow ray, and he was the Kohan of the yellow ray, or the fifth ray. And again, the way I learned it was through rays, and which is where you come in. And he was basically grounded this yellow energy, this golden energy. But in the case of where we're at now, the Kohan of the sixth is actually Saint Germain, and the ray is purple, and it's actually so powerful that one being in a form of a human being could not possibly ground the energy. So it was taught in this book that there are certain individuals who take the energy. The energy is presented to Saint Germain, who then steps it down so that it can be handled through him by a human being, and that is then grounded into the earth. And this is a story that, like I say, I've never quite forgotten. But when I was thinking about it today, Jay, I started thinking about the fact that while I know the story about the purple ray, I don't really understand what it's all about, and I'm wondering if your belief system talks in terms of that.
Sure, actually, the numbers are slightly different. Now, what is it? Okay, so you're saying that Jesus was the Kohan of the fifth ray. From what I understand, Jesus is the Kohan of the sixth ray, because he has to deal with he's the avatar of the sixth ray age.
Yeah, you're
which
right.
is the Piscean age.
Yeah,
and
you're right.
Saint Germain is the Kohan of the seventh ray, which is the new age, which is the ray of form and structure and of rhythm and of magic and of revelation and of all these good things, you know. So basically, when Jesus was talking about ascension and things like that, what he was meaning is that the ray of the time would change, and we would be, you know, in the places that we're experiencing right now. We're now experiencing what Jesus was prophesying, aren't we?
I think so.
Yeah, that's because he was describing the energy of the age. And the energy of the age is that people will no longer believe, they will know. And when you know, you have confidence. When you have confidence, you have power. You know, that's how you empower yourself. You build up your confidence in something. And you do build up your confidence by doing something, i.e. you build up competence, and competence is confidence, etc. And as Lou says, knowledge is your experience, because, you know, the things that you know that you've done, you know. You've done them, you know that. So, you know, if you know how to ride a horse, you know. You know, it's just it's knowledge. So, when humanity as a whole gets to be able to basically wield the power that they have, that they don't know they have, because we've never been told about it, because they have been operating under rule 3 of cosmic reality, which is
those who are in power will keep everybody else from knowing rules 1 and 2.
Yes. There we go.
Yeah. But there's a lot more to the cosmic reality rules, you know. And one of the fundamental ones that in the first book I start to talk about the rules, and people were reading, but they would get stuck on this in this one section of the book, and I kept thinking, what are they getting stuck about, you know? And finally somebody told me that they couldn't get by rule 5, which is there is no coincidence of thought and action. That every time they would get there, they would sort of like go back and start reading over again, because that concept that, you know, don't go blaming somebody else for whatever's happening. It's thought and action. Somebody had the thought. Who had the thought? Probably you. You know, and all these coincidences where you, I mean, we do it weekly. Every time we talk to somebody, it's like, oh yeah, she starts talking about the turpentine and wolf baby is actually making it. You know, I talk about clay and you've got some sitting in front of you. It's like all these little coincidences that you kind of like, if you're not paying attention, you don't realize are really signals of thought and action. There's a lot in cosmic reality that's, you know, that you can't have manifestation without consciousness. There's just a lot that will help people if they use them as guideposts, as ways of kind of like, here's the rules. Just, you know, pay attention if you just, and they're pretty general in the ruling. I mean, there's nobody's telling you how to do it. They're just saying, this is the rule. You figure out how to manipulate it. And, yeah. Cosmic reality. Reality is what we think it is. Majority rules, and those that are in power will do everything they can to keep everybody else from knowing rules 1 and 2.
Yep. So that's the rule 3. And so we've been basically kind of ferreted off, you know, put into this room, blindfolded, gagged, bound, and restricted in a kind of internal way. It's been kind of conditioned. Oh, I hate that word. You know, when people say, oh, it's my conditioning. Oh, my God, you were conditioned. I'm so sorry. You know, what it takes to condition someone is a great deal of trauma. Oh, we don't realize, you know, the things we say. Anyway, we are conditioned not to see the people who are actually oppressing us. And we've been conditioned to blame each other, and that's divide and rule. So that's their rules, having broken the cosmic reality. So we just need to, and that divides our mind, and that creates duality consciousness, in my humble.
I totally agree with you. You know, that's exactly what it is. And I think that we're gotten to a point where now we can see our way out of it. And more people are waking up. They just wake up. I think I kind of suspect the 100th monkey's, you know, level has already been reached. We just haven't quite realized it yet. Because I've had people that have said things to me that I know they never would have said. You know, like a year ago. 2 years ago. It wasn't part of their knowledge base. And all of a sudden, everybody's focusing in on this, you know, the financial bankers and how they're thieves, and, you know, they understand more about the banking system. And I mean, sure, it started in the pocketbook. But once it's like a house of cards, once one of those cards is taken out of the equation, then all the rest of them can be seen. So more and more people are understanding, you know, what we've seen, some of us, for a very long time. But what I love is that the young people are seeing it, and seeing it in ways that are less hurtful. Their level of trauma is much less than ours was, because I don't think they believed much of it to begin with. But I see a lot of hope in the way that the young people are like, oh yeah, that doesn't look very good. Maybe we should do something about it. You know, versus us who go like, oh, that doesn't look very good. How's it going to affect me? Because they, you know, a lot of this inability to change is because you're afraid that if you change it, you might change it to something bad or worse.
Yeah, and the fear of things getting worse. There's a big debate going on in Scotland at the moment of, what would it be like if we weren't under the oppressive thumb of the English crown? And there's this whole campaign of fearful people. We can see that our country is almost just about 50% full of fearful people. Because these are the people who go, no, because they don't know what it's going to be like on the other side of what would happen if we didn't have the Queen. And people are still conditioned, remember that word, what it takes, people are still conditioned to love the Queen. Oh, I love Big Brother. And to respect bankers and all this stuff. Which for the last 4 years, I've been ripped out of that world, really, truly. I'm on the other side.
Well, it's because they're looking for their mamas and their papas. You know, they're all children. They keep looking to find somebody that's going to take care of them. They're not taking responsibility for their own beingness. And that's where I say, we're in this because of who we are. It's not because somebody did something outside of us. Right now, we have to just deal with who we are. And people are, they're lazy. They don't want to think. They don't want to do. They just, and I'm not talking about, everybody. I'm saying the ones that are really, really dragging their heels. They can't see outside of this very limited matrix of reality that, just really doesn't exist.
Well, this is what we're doing. That's why we have a show called Out of the Box, because we're talking about the way the box is constructed through this satanic ritual. And it's an awful thing, but it's a real thing, and that's how it works.
Yeah, and when I got into the military, it wasn't easy, but it was relatively very easy for me to go from a civilian person into a military person than it was to come from a military person back out into a civilian person, because the reference points were so different. A civilian was looking at what? They were looking at hubby and money. That was where the realities are. And somebody that's been in the military has taken a bigger view of the world situation, just because that's what we're looking at. So when you see these people that are so locked in this very limited view of reality, they are fearful because it's the only reality they know. They should also all be sent into the military. Here, take another look at stuff. But they get caught in these ruts. So the rest of us have to say, okay, we can't be bothered with these people, because we can't change them until they see an alternate reality. They don't have the imagination to believe they can build it. And that's one of the problems that people have who are on this path, is that they've got a lot of people around them that are really detrimental to their own internal development, because they're stuck in this very narrow perspective on reality. But you love them and you want them to come along with you, and you're afraid of the separation. And that's the weakness of light workers, people who are on the path, the warriors, the ones that are fighting for a new reality. And what I say to them is, look, you're not going to succeed if you try to take these people with you. You've got to leave them so that you can get to the Holy Land, change everything, and then they will easily come with you. But we've got to stop worrying about everybody else. We only have to focus on ourselves and what we're doing. And like I started out in Cosmic Reality earlier in the day on the radio, it's all mind games. And people have got to step up to the bat and say, I'm going to play these games, even if it's only imagination, because I'm saying imagination is where your power is. If you can imagine it, it can happen. So, we just got to kind of like go along with an agenda here. The belief that Shungite can actually, hijack the EMF and the Wi-Fi systems and go from deadly into something that is very, very healing and expansive in your enlightenment and your conscious levels. We've got to believe that shungite can be used to clean the water systems and take chemtrails out of the equation. Why not?
Well, since organite has been known to break chemical trails by removing the organ that holds the trails together, then the shungite layer absorbs their transmutes their toxicity. Perhaps that's what that weird snow was. I'm still convinced that weird snow that didn't melt was a kind of plastic layer that had been spread. You know, essentially something had precipitated the chemtrail layer.
I'm getting confirmation. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, let's bring Jimmy back in, and we'll take a break and enjoy the second half of 1983, A Mermaid I Should Turn Out to Be. There's the second part of 1983, A Mermaid I Should Turn Out to Be. Well, I think he did. I think there's probably just a bit of prophecy in there. I knew where he was getting to. Welcome back to Ever Beyond on Wolf Spirit Radio. No Borders Radio, Ever Beyond Radio. I've got my website back. I got Ever Beyond Radio back. It took me about 5 days. I was so snowed under with all sorts of other things going on that I didn't have a chance to get my site going. And I was just so exhausted. I just thought, I took a good dose of fuck it all and went to bed for a couple of days. Anyway, so I got the website back and got it all restored and made a backup of how it is for the moment. So my co-host and assistant and psychic sidekick, Nancy Hopkins, how are you, my love?
I'm doing fine. I hope everybody's doing fine. We're having a nice little time here, just doing what we do.
Being shungite. Be the shungite. Be the organite. You know, actually, a few years ago, I was having a thought that all of this metal particles, all this aluminium and all this stuff, it just draws energy into us. And if we learn how to channel the charge, we can work with it and become what organite does. And so we actually become organite using the metal that they've thrown at us, and we can transform their energy. Ha, ha, ha.
Let me ask you something. Define the difference between organ and organite to me, please.
Right. Organ is the energy of it. If you, for instance, Wilhelm Reich came up with the name organ, and it's essentially the energy of something that is living, organic energy. You know, so the energy that is emitted by organisms. Which is the same as what the East people call prana. So, and the further East people call chi or ki. It's all the same stuff. So, other people, given a more modern Western thing, call it the force. It's essentially, I think David Wilcott calls it the source field. I think it's all the same stuff. It's the energy that life is, and that it emits like a candle flame emits light and heat, because it just is as it is, that we are like flames, and a flame is the juxtaposition of the elements between fire and air, for instance. So that's organ, and it's also apparently the same energy as emitted when experiencing that thing we call orgasm. And so it's still all connected with chi energy, which says comes from the hara, which is the sacral center, same place, kundalini. All variations, different notes of the same energy. So organite. Okay, so there's a thing missing in the middle, and is the organ accumulator. Now, that's the device that Wilhelm Reich built, and that was made of collections of sheets of metal separated by wool. So it's basically layers of organic and non-organic layers, and he made a box that was large enough for you to sit in, and he called that the Orgon Accumulator. I think it had about 7 layers, and you know, you can make them yourselves. You know, if you've got a load of blankets, for instance, old blankets, and some stop signs that you might have come across, or you know, sheets, you could probably use aluminum foil. You know, stitch together layers of aluminum foil blankets, and you might come up with an Orgon Accumulator. And
space blanket. I bet the space blanket would work.
Yeah, that's right. What's that called? Melanin, metallized plastic. So yeah, you can use that. In fact, you could probably use the space blanket itself. Several layers of space blanket would do it, because that's got an organic component in it anyway as a covering, isn't it? You know, it's a substrate layer, is the plastic, and then they spray metal onto the plastic. So, yes, it'd be interesting. You could probably make an Orgon Accumulator out of space blankets. Yes. make a big frame and staple them on. In fact, make a geodesic frame and staple layers of space blanket in. You'd make an amazing thing, wouldn't you?
Oh, wow. That sounds really interesting.
And I bet you could get a whole load, you know, thousands of them from some military surplus place.
Wow.
There's a thought. By the way, if anybody's got, we create on the air. Yeah. But if anybody's got any space blankets that they want to send me, I'll give you my address. I've got an idea.
I'd send them to you, but because I've got a bunch of them, I always keep them around. But the postage to get them to you, you could get them a lot cheaper over there.
Exactly. But anyway, yeah, there's a thought. You have some excess space blanketry. So, Nancy Hopkins. That was an interesting conversation.
I'll let you know how it works out.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking, it's a very interesting material. It's a nice, shiny plastic, metallized plastic. And you could probably take one of those and make... the thing in my mind at the moment, I like wooden triangles, a few feet on a side, that you kind of screw together. You bolt them together and they make a geodesic dome.
Yeah, I may have to build one in the yard.
It would be quite cool, actually. It would literally be cool in the summer because it would reflect the heat.
Yeah, it'd probably be very warm in the winter.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't need to put much heat inside it to hold it. I actually use the space blankets up. Well, it's not really an attic, it's more like a crawl space. And I started to research the alternatives to that awful stuff, you know, with the fibers and the pink stuff, and yucky do. And I realized that they were selling basically rolls of space blankets for a lot of money. So I just went and bought a bunch of cheap space blankets, and I went up there and I stapled them all down, and boy, what a difference it made in the heat and the cold.
Really? Already? Excellent. What people... there are alternatives to the fiberglass. They call it rock wool, is one that is made of it's like candy floss. They basically heat up rock to such degree that it's liquid, and then spray it like candy floss, and then collect it, and they make this stuff rock wool. But that's how they make fiberglass as well. Fiberglass is the same, but it's glass. And it shatters and it breaks in your fingers and it's itchy and it hurts. And rock wool is a little harder but another one is made with hemp fiber, which is obviously a little more dense, but very good heating characteristics, and it's breathable. Anyway, where was I? We were looking at space blankets and the Orgon Accumulator. So the Orgon, all right, so Okay, so the orgon accumulator drew whatever ambient orgon was floating around, and it would draw it into the box. But he discovered that there are places, if you put the box in the wrong place, you would draw in, instead of healthy living orgon, it would bring in this stuff called deadly orgon. It was very dramatic, but he called it DOR. So there's OR and DOR, and deadly orgon is obviously not good for you. And so if you put it in the wrong place, you can pull in deadly orgon and make yourself rather sick. So what they discovered is that deadly orgon can be transformed. So this is after Reich died, you could transform the deadly orgon by putting a layer of crystals in. And if you put the crystals in the resin matrix, when the resin shrank, it would put the crystals under pressure, and that would activate the crystal structures. It would cause them to be under pressure and vibrate, and that would create the emanation. And so it would take the orgon and transform it. It's like taking it from one frequency or one voltage to another, and that's what it did. And they discovered that you could then clean up nasty energy, like what's coming out of cell phone towers, by having one of these things at the base, and it would transform the way it affected the people around, stop the children getting ill and cancer and all that stuff. And now what we're working with is with Walt, is adding a third degree to this, which is using Shungite in the mix. What that probably does is to condition the energy before it goes into the crystal layer, so that it purifies it before it goes into the crystal layer. Everything's clean and coherent, and cause it to spin, and then the crystals just accelerate it. So it's kind of filtering it and accelerating it, from what I can
see. That was a good image. Yeah. And that was a good, thank you for the explanation of it. I thought I understood it, but you also used a term called the orgon pump. What did you mean by that?
Oh, the orgon pump, that's essentially what I'm talking about, is a crystal. If you take a crystal, okay, it becomes an orgon pump, because by putting it under pressure, it's like putting squeezing a sponge. But nature abhors a vacuum, so once it's squeezed out, it'll then try to snap back into its place, drawing in light or photons or orgon or whatever's there, then it resists to the pressure again and is squeezed out, and so it becomes a pump.
I see. You know what I do? Gene Rockefeller, who has the horse Jack the Watcher that channels through her some very amazing information. On the last solstice, the summer solstice, they made some orgon generators, and I've got them up in the store, cosmicreality.net, the Shungite store. You can buy some of these. But she gave me a bunch of little ones, and I was sending a package out to Walt. So I took a piece of Shungite that was one of the pieces that they probably were manufacturing for a cell phone. It was very flat and rectangular, not too thick, and it had a chip out of it, so they probably tossed it in the scrap. And you know, part of the shipments that I get sometimes have scraps of Shungite in them from the mine, because I'm so close to the mine now. Anyway, so I had this piece, and so I took this orgon generator, and I put it on top of the rectangular one, and then I wrapped it all together. And the thing is, like, oh, I don't know, it's at least an inch wide, and it's probably 2 inches tall. And I sent it off to Walt. He doesn't know it's coming. And here's your package now. Here, you know, I like to toss something that maybe he's never seen before. So hopefully he'll have a good time with it. The last pendant I sent him, his mom grabbed.
I know, people just see them and grab them, don't they?
They do grab. It's
don't they, darling?
Sorry. It's a very funny thing we've talked about. It's like when you go to hand somebody shungite, they don't just take it from you; they actually grab it. And another indicator that it's already programmed in their subconscious, they know that this is the answer. And so it's a phenomenal. That's why I get so excited about the whole subject, because it's a phenomenal story we're living through. You know, the mineral kingdom coming into its own consciousness, or she's been in its own consciousness, but now doing an expansion of that consciousness and coming to the aid of humanity, which has only abused her and every other thing in nature. It's an amazing story. And if it's fiction, I'll go out in this story any day of my life, rather than the story that the rest of the world is talking about. A friend of mine said they were coming to the States, and I said, why? And she said, well, because of what's happening here. And I said, what's happening there? Well, they're talking World War III. I said, oh, really? I haven't been paying attention. And, you know, 6 months ago, I'd have been all over it. But it's not something... I tell people, I say, if it doesn't have the word shungite in it, I'm probably not interested.
Well, this number doesn't have shungite in it, but area code 503, welcome, good afternoon, welcome to Ever Beyond.
Hello, everybody, it's Ron Frazier, how you doing?
It's Ron, say again?
Ron Frazier.
Ron Frazier, all right, hello, Ron, how are you doing, my friend?
Doing good, I've been listening to your two shows today, very interesting.
Excellent, excellent, where are you calling from?
Oregon.
All right. So, well.
Oregon, USA.
Excellent. 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 So, you're having a nice West Coast afternoon.
Yeah, it's hot here. Very hot. So, hey, a long time ago, I was on, listening to, Andrew talk about some different things, and I was on his show, and I, shared with him an experience I had. And earlier on the last show, you were talking about Gaia and the oils and stuff like that. And back when they blew up that oil platform in the Gulf of Mexico and was sending all that oil onto the floor and everything, it was about weeks after that. And I woke up one night from a sleep, and I was actually in two places at the same time, hearing two different realities. One, I was laying in my bed, and the other one, I was above my bed in my etheric body. And I could hear Gaia, who I believe was Gaia, talking, and it was so loud in my ears, it was almost echoing, and I always remembered how loud it was. And my body got up and stood up at the window, and I was looking at it, and I kind of floated across towards it. And because she was so sad by what she was saying, I had tears rolling down my 3D body. And what she was saying was, don't they understand? That's where I store my energy. And that's what I've always remembered, those words from that ordeal. And anyway, so the room was kind of a yellow gold. I floated across to my body because I see these tears rolling down my cheeks. I reached out with my finger and touched the tear on my cheek. And as soon as I did that, I popped back into my body.
Wow.
What do you think about that?
I got a question for you. And that choked me up, because we know how critical the Gulf is to everything. And you know, for Gaia to you know, she said that's where my power is. Is that what she said?
To me, she was saying that's where I store my energy. In other words, in that oil that we think, or we've been told, that vegetation makes. I think she makes it somehow, or the earth energy makes it somehow. But she keeps her energy stored up in that.
That makes sense in a strange way.
That's what she said. That's her words that just were ringing in my ears. I told that story to other people, and they said, well, you were dreaming. Have you ever had a dream where your ears ring and you remember it? I've never had another one like that. No.
Yeah, you know,
one of the, my laundry report.
One of the things, okay, now they can say you're dreaming, but you know you weren't dreaming. But the other thing that people miss, so that they kind of like, am I making this up, is that when it surprises you, when whatever information you're getting is a surprise to you, you've never thought about it before, you have never contemplated before, when it's a surprise to you, certainly you would have never considered the fact that Gaia's power or energy was within the oil layer that's between the crust of the earth and the molten mantle itself. You wouldn't have known that. So when it's surprising like that, you know in your heart that it's true. That's my yardstick. Yeah. If it surprises me, it's true. Because I've got a vivid imagination.
Yeah, I wanted to do that again, and next time I'm not touching my body because I want to do some floating around, you know?
I find it fascinating, actually, Ron, that you were talking, that it was the point when you touched the tear, because the tear is, tears come from blood. You know, all your body fluids, I'm afraid to say, come from blood. Your tears, your saliva, your urine, your sweat, they all come from the blood. And the blood is where the soul and the spirit enter the body. You know, people always, they've been searching for thousands of years, where is the seat of the soul in the body? They haven't looked at the most obvious thing, which is the bloodstream. So it makes total sense that you enter through the liquid. You're born through the fluid, aren't you?
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. But hey, the other thing I wanted to say was I got your book, Nancy, and man, what a good read that is. I'm rereading it over and over, and there's so much information in there that could wake people up if they wanted to know different things and how reality works. And man, that's a good read. So
well, I appreciate
for that, printing it. Yeah.
I appreciate that, and I just am very humbled by the fact that I had the life experience that allowed me to write that book. You know, I mean, I wasn't any different than anybody else. It just I kept asking questions, and that's what drove, as the book will tell you, that's what drove me through these very strange kind of amazing experiences, and also gave me the insight because of those experiences to give some knowledge to people. And believe me, I tell people, I say, I'm its biggest fan because I've read it, not because I wrote it. I mean, I read some of that stuff and I go, wow, that's really profound, but I don't feel like it's like I'm not channeling when I'm doing that. It's really having a diverse amount of knowledge that was given to me. Was my life was, you know, twisted and turned to be able to get that knowledge. So the fact that I can give it to you and you can find real worth in it is just such a gift. I mean, thank you so much for that.
Yeah, I wonder how it'd be to, you made that pyramid type structure that collected energy. I wonder how it'd be if you wrapped stuff on that thing and made an organ generator or collector, that right build. I have read a lot about what he did, and that's pretty amazing stuff.
Well, I don't think there's a limit to how many generators somebody can conceive of. Like the pendant, like I was saying earlier, even the pendant is a generator. Because the spiraling action actually creates the energy field that expansively opens up the shungite field. So you're creating a vortex of energy. Go ahead.
I'm trying to think of that guy that did the mathematics and stuff on the Chester, I think it's Chester something, but how that spiral goes down and back, and even your heart muscle is actually an energy spiral, and it's not a pump from one channel to the other, that he shows how it goes down and back up. It's on the internet, but man, that's amazing stuff. I think you could build something that would even generate electricity on that theory. Have you seen that?
Yeah, there's a thing, it looks like two inverted cones. Very much, I mean,
right.
There's this, it's the triangle up and the triangle down thing. You know, whether it's a tetrahedron, a cone, a spiral, there does seem to be this thing about what happens if you send energy down and then back up again. Most of the Sperling devices seem to be doing that. You know, one thing that I've learned in the last few weeks, and this comes from Walt, is that if you have a piece of wire, that piece of wire has a polarity. That there's a positive end and there's a natural grain, so to speak, that the orgone will flow from one end to the other. And so when you build your coils, you have to be cognizant of it, and you have to make sure that when you're building it, you're working with the grain. And now that's something that I'd never thought about before when it comes to metal or wire. But now it becomes obvious. Yes, of course there's a grain. It's alive.
So it's collecting energy from the other side into, if you've done some study on those, the energy is coming back and forth from the other dimension and coming into this dimension. And there's an army scientist that did a lot of mathematics on that for free energy, and that's where it comes in and out. You push a little bit of energy to the other side, and a whole bunch of energy comes back. And that's free energy.
Yeah, because it's from what takes a lot of effort in this dimension takes little effort in another dimension. And so when you have interdimensional flow, you can put a pen in and get a dollar back. Yeah. So that's very interesting. And Victor Schauberger, names that are involved with that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And, Sean's Uncle Fred, Sean David Morton's Uncle Fred Bell was part of various projects that did do dimensional interchange systems that drew energy from, you know, energy's always there, and you know there is the zero point is not completely infinite, you know, but for all our intents and purposes. While we're still working on energy systems that work then from that, because eventually we'll have energy systems that will draw energy from other places that are even more powerful, you know, and we won't even need to worry about even zero point energy devices. So awesome, Ron. Do you have any other comments, Ron?
I think it's really interesting all these different scientists that have done work on this incredible science that's out there. It's all been hidden from us for decades, and you know they want to keep it all hidden and keep us unknowing. But once this information gets to all these generations of kids that are coming up behind us, and they use their imagination and create stuff, I mean, if I'd had this information when I was a kid, I would have been a lot different than what I am now. I would have built stuff, you know, and I tried to build stuff, and some of the things that it would be easier if you're a machinist, you could make these things, you know, that especially the energy things. So.
Yeah, if you what to be able to operate the lathe and things like that. I mean, you probably thought you'd rather do basketball than design and technology, but now you think maybe I should have done the design. how to do that stuff.
Yeah, basketball. I'm a carpenter, so. If I went into the metal, I had a friend that did the metal stuff. I know he could make just about anything. But that's all coming. I mean, generations are coming up behind us that are going to get this information off of YouTube, and there's already thousands of inventors out there trying to figure out how to do these things. So it's coming. They can't kill us all.
That's right. Actually, I'd like to put out a word to Shaziz on the No Borders Radio Network. Who's a brilliant little, he's been working on various energy systems, including the hydroxys and stuff like that, you know, rocket stoving and stuff. Brilliant. So, I think, I'll have to find out his thing. But he's an inventor, and he's got his own radio station now, so that's really great. So good word out there for Shaziz, and good plug. So bless your heart. So where was I? Nancy, you were going to say something. That's right. I heard. I knew there was. You're telling me. Okay, go on.
Well, my mind went in so many different ways because I just got into this, you know, this whole concept.
Oh, that's where it went.
Yeah, it was like it's and I can't remember what it was that I started to say here, but and now the phone is ringing. Okay. I'm going to put you on mute.
Yeah, you're mute as well. So yeah, Ron, have you actually built any Orgon generators yourself?
No, I haven't, but I did a lot of studying on it and Wilhelm's life and how they somebody tricked him into sending the box over the state line and then they prosecuted him for that, put him in jail for it. And while he was in jail, he made all these mathematics and stuff and thinking how to build all these things. He had a book. 2 weeks before he was going to get out of jail, they gave him a heart attack and the book disappears, you know. So many people just like that, genetics now for the DNA and stuff. There's so many scientists that are coming up dead. It's just crazy.
Yeah, many people. The powers that try to be. But the thing is, they are behaving like someone who's desperate. They're not behaving in a cool, calculated way. They've gone completely berserk. That's an old Roman. They probably came up with the word Roman technique. It terrorizes.
Yeah, I just finished watching a Roman movie, and they just remind me of all that. All the blood and guts, and they just want everything. And if they can't have their way, they'll kill you. You know, and that's the whole Roman society just pushed all the way with their ego and everything right into the United States. So.
I remember what I was going to say because you had been talking about the kids. One of the things that we've discovered is that children are extraordinarily drawn towards Shungite. And so because of that, my friend Stephanie, who's my partner in the store business, she started to talk to some of the teachers that her daughter is now going to a new school. It's one of those schools that was set up by teachers in order to keep their imaginations going. And one of the teachers that from this other school that she was leaving actually was giving her kids in the beginning of the school year a piece of Shungite. Every child in her classroom was getting a piece of Shungite. And she's from one of the islands, you know, but even in the islands they understood the magic of Shungite. So when we got into realizing, actually what had happened is that Stephanie's daughter wanted to have a pendant and wanted to bring some in for her friends. And I was kind of bent. I'm going, this isn't for kids, for crying out loud. How are we going to get it to the people if the kids were, you know, I get like that sometimes. I hate to admit it. But anyway, I did. And what happened was that it turned around. The kids introduced it to their moms. And that introduced the concept of electromagnetic poisoning that's actually happening to the kids, because the kids are talking in terms of, I had to go on the computer but I didn't get the headache. And the mothers had never heard this before. So now all of a sudden the mothers were talking to us about the Shungite. So what we're going to do is we're going to try to get programs up where we supply Shungite to the school systems in the form of science projects. Here, figure out what this stuff does, because it goes contrary to so many things, but it's an excellent teaching tool. So, if we can teach the young people to play with their imagination at that age, and you're doing something beneficial, like first off, if your kid is feeling better and doing better in school because they've got a Shungite on them, well, it's proven two things. One, Shungite works, and two, there was a problem called electromagnetic and Wi-Fi energy that was muddling your kid's brain and killing their cells. And so now you've got a situation where once you get the parents involved, then you've got a real revolution of the mind. So, but it's happening. I mean, it really is happening. You just got to look for it and then get behind it.
Yeah, there's a lot of really good things that are happening, and more people just need to be made aware of what all the good things that are happening around. That's what's so important about the Wolf Spirit Radio and keeping it going. So.
Yes, absolutely. Any other insights you might have? Any questions that we might be able to muddle through and help us with?
I don't know. If I get something, I'll sure get you. Get post to you and talk to you about it. So keep going, you guys. You're doing a good job. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you very much, Ron.
Appreciate.
Okay. Love you guys. Love you guys.
Be safe, sweetie.
Talk
bless
to you later.
Out, Ron. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, a caller. That's great. Yeah, I like callers. Yeah, one of the things that I wanted on the show, I wanted callers to call in because that's what makes internet radio so different, is that it's so directly interactive. One of the things that it makes people more accessible. You know, I have a book or something, and I've been reading a book, and there's this author, and then suddenly somebody's got them on as a guest, and I can call them up, and I can talk directly to the author of the person who totally inspired me. And I think that's a marvelous thing.
I didn't even think of it that way, you know. But I know the feeling, because it's happened to me. You know, where like I go on a Facebook of some author that I've loved, like Whitley Strieber, and actually have conversations with him, and I get so excited. I didn't really realize that that was the, you know, probably the impact on Ron. That's funny.
Yeah. So I had this experience with Robert Morningsky, because years and years ago I'd read this book called The Terra Papers, and it was all about the early history of the planet, and you know, Enki and Enlil and all these different races and all this stuff, and it totally inspired me and it was about 10 years later that I have him on my show. And then, you know, and then people are asking me to ask questions for him. And that's just so exciting that not only I've, you know, fulfilled, well, it wasn't like an ambition that I thought, wouldn't it be nice to speak to Robert Morningsky personally? But it was a connection that I could never have made ordinarily without the internet, without the magic. I still think emails are magic. I've been in the business 35 years. I still think emails are magic.
It is magic, because magic is only the manipulation of energy. Hey, we got another Ooh. Caller.
Wow, Hi. Another caller.
Yeah.
My name's Barbara.
614. Your name's who?
Barbara.
Hello, Barbara. How are you doing? Where are you?
Hi. You prefer Jay or Jeremy, or what do you prefer?
I prefer Jay. It's easy. Just JP. That's fine.
Okay. Thanks, Jay. It's very exciting stuff. I would call more. I just never quite get my words together. But it's extremely exciting. Nancy, I love my Shungite pendant that I got from you.
And what's your Barbara, and you just got it right recently, or you've had it for a while?
No, I've had it. I got it end of May, I think.
Oh, one of the first people then. Now let me ask you something.
Okay, I probably don't have anything crazy. But yes, what do you want?
I'd like to ask you a couple of questions if you don't mind. When you got the pendant, did you immediately feel something off of it?
I was drawn to it just looking at it, you know, on the computer. And, initially, it just felt like there were things rearranging in my body a little bit, you know. I don't know how to describe it. Kind of somewhere between tingling and some kind of movement, something in the field of my body was different. Like it was working on something a little bit, you know. I don't have any like outstanding like crazy thing that I can't do, although I will tell you once, and I do appreciate the small pieces. I just have been trying to get my money together. I'm going to order some more stuff soon, But, you know, you sent two little pieces with it. And,
oh, okay.
Of course, immediately I tried the water thing. And absolutely right away. So I've been drinking the water using that ever since.
Tried it with wine.
Well, I alcohol doesn't agree with me, so I don't drink wine. That's a great
okay.
idea.
That's it. But, yeah, it...
I'm wondering... Sorry?
You're wondering, sorry, there's an echo.
Oh, yeah, just when you mentioned that, I was wondering, well, I guess you could put it in your bong, and that might be good, too, huh?
That's
the no, what he's referencing is that when you drop the nugget in the wine or even beer, because it's reacting with the liquid, it actually makes it taste better, and it has a different texture in your mouth because it's lost the surface tension, so it's smoother. So
it
you
does.
Can take
it was
that.
Like silky. It was silky. It, now, that was instantaneously evident.
Yeah.
One thing I do use it for, the same bit, I keep doing the water. I do it in small amounts with the small piece. And then I drink from that the whole time I'm home. And I also give it to my cat some, although I don't have that much I'm producing. But when I get my vegetables and clean them, I do a lot of juicing. And I have like the celery or the kale or whatever, and parsley, things like that, dandelion greens. I put them, I will do them like plants. Like I'll put them in water and cover them in my fridge. And I've been using that water. And they definitely last longer.
Absolutely. Listen, when you go to order something very cheap, whatever cheap. I think the EMF bags.
Oh,
are the cheap. No, do that.
And then,
no, listen to me, please. Just do that. So I've got. So you're paying for the postage, and I can then send you a lot more of these nuggets because you've been on it for a while, and I would like you to kind of like. Partake in experiments, okay? So I want to give you more because you've got a basis of knowing what it is like to have a few. I want to see, does it matter if you get more? Do you feel more? Because we're getting the indication that we only need very small pieces, which is what I felt. But there are people that think they want more. So if you don't mind, if you do that, when you got the time and money, you know, we're not...
Well, I'm doing very soon.
Yeah, and I'll send you a bunch more, and I'll send you, did your cat wear a collar?
Well, I've never been able to keep one on him, but I plan to buy one of the, order a pendant. See, I have two cats, but one, he actually was just sick in the last couple of weeks, and he's about 13, he's almost 13 now. And, so I want to see if I can get him to at least get it to stay on him.
Yeah, because I'll send you enough so that they'll have a complete shungite environment, which means that it's on the EMF system, they're drinking the water, and if they won't drink the water, you can put it in aloe vera, and the aloe vera will get charged by the shungite, and then you just kind of dab that on them, and then they get a boost of shungite energy from the aloe vera.
If he won't wear it, you mean?
Yeah, because a lot of the cats won't wear it. They will sleep with it, you know, and sometimes they play with it, and sometimes they ignore it. It just depends on the cat. But
well, I have the other piece. Yeah, the other piece I attached to the clock radio, you know, to get the EMF on the system.
Okay.
But I want to get like three of those EMF modulator baggy things you have.
Right.
Just
order one, and I'll send you more. Just remind me that it's you, because, you know, I don't forget that I've made these promises, but sometimes I don't find the person who I made them to.
So send you a message with the order, then.
Yes, send me a message with the order. And
That's very sweet.
And you can also go to the contact section under the home tab, and you can leave me a message that says, Nancy, I just talked to you on the phone, and, you know, this is me, and then I know who you are, and we'll be good from there. Okay?
Okay. No problem.
I'm sorry, Jake,
yeah.
But, you know, I love to have these people that were early in the game because we don't hear from you very much.
I know.
If you don't have a health problem... Then you don't, like I tell the story, the only reason that I know that I had a major physical change was because I could run to the mailbox, put the thing in, and come back to the car and sit down and not even be winded. And that never would have happened, you know, 6-7 months ago. I never would have gotten to the dang mailbox.
I do have you know, physical things that I'm working with. I'm just long-term stuff, working in a lot of ways, and things are very transformative. It's hard to put your finger on what it is, but I definitely feel that it certainly is assisting. And part of it is me needing to understand the energies a little better and how to work with them, you know. But I get these, I've had these definite feelings of Gaia connection, like when in yoga when we do the Shavasana, the meditation and everything. Sometimes it's very strong.
Please drop your, turn your speakers down, please. Yes,
the
new caller.
It's a new caller, not you.
I have my computer muted.
No, it's a new caller that just came in. We're getting calls tonight, which is very exciting.
That's good. If you could mute your microphone until we speak to you, please. Area
Barbara,
code
you would just,
31.
Wait a minute, you know, contact us and keep in contact with us. I mean, pay attention to all these little things that you're seeing. Because a lot of times we miss the connections. Because I do believe that Shungite is that powerful, that it is going to, you know, turn out to be something so magical. None of us really understand the full implications. And that comes from having dealt with it longer than most, but so haven't you. So, you know, keep in touch, and thank you so very much for participating. Is there anything else you want to share?
Yes, there was. I did want to say, are you all familiar with Walter Russell?
No, I don't think I am.
Okay. Tesla knew Walter Russell. Tesla told Russell that his stuff was so profound, and he worked with him on stuff to just have to lock it up for 1,000 years, and people weren't aware of it. Anyway, Russell talked about the new transmutation. Previous conversation on the last show, you guys had the transmutation talk in there, and I like jumped off the chair. Also, carbon being the soul in the fourth octave and the ultimate point of matter and all the stuff with the Russell periodic charts. I thought it'd be something you might like to look at. There's a website called philosophy.org, which is the University of Science and Philosophy, originally the Walter Russell Foundation. That was started there. Anyway, they have a lot of his scientific drawings up, and I thought just to mention it to you because it really ties in things you speak of. You guys get on your conversation.
All right. Thanks very much. Thank you very much, Barbara.
Yes. Bye bye.
Bye bye. So let's just speak to this echo. Hello, caller from 831.
Yeah, 831.
It is caller 831. Good afternoon.
Hello, JP and Nancy. It's Judith Rogers.
Oh, Judith, right.
In California, Santa Cruz. And I'm sorry to call so late, and I hate to rush the other caller off, but I've been meaning to call for about an hour and 15 minutes, but I was waiting until I finished eating. So anyway, the 100th monkey thing, Nancy, you said you think it might be happened already, and I think that, but in the reality of it, would it mean that people would awake? They would be awake, so they wouldn't know everything, but they would know that they don't know, right? I mean, do you know what I mean?
Yes, it would be an automatic awakening where they would just like. Actually, they probably know. They just kind of accept it as being real. They don't even realize that they didn't know differently. You know, it's not like they're going to say, thank you so much for leaving me here, because they're going to just all of a sudden wake up. That was the concept of the washing of the potatoes.
Judith.
Yeah, I mean, I've been studying that for years.
Judith, yes. Are you on a speakerphone?
No, but I need a new phone.
Yeah, because
I hear my echo myself. I'll call you back some other time.
No, it's okay. Well, we've only got a minute to go, so keep going. You're okay. You're coming through fine, but we get echoed.
God, that's so annoying. Well, I was also, and that's, I was also, how much time do we have? 5 minutes?
About 2-3 minutes. Keep going.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, okay, go ahead. Were you going to say something, Nancy?
Say again?
Oh, never mind. I thought you were going to say something. It's funny you were talking about the pine, because I have some organic pine and wild scotch and I should use that for something, but never mind that. moving on. Oh, gosh. The Robert Morningsky comment really caught me because his new books are coming out soon, you know? And it's very interesting because last month I went on Amazon and I ordered some books and I was waiting for them and I never knew until I finally checked it out. They canceled my order, and I was ordering a copy of the Terra Papers, and they just canceled it. And I was ordering the Shungite book, Nancy. So I'm going to try again. Oh, and I ordered some Shungite from you, Nancy, and I hope you give me a bunch extra because there's so many people I want to help out with it. It's just amazing, and I'm on this amazing Kangen water now that I'm getting, and it's been helping me. So with the Kangen water and the Shungite, it's highly alkaline. Expensive filter, but man, it's giving me some for free. So I'm really blessed out here in California. And when you mentioned the bad rain, the rain that was not melting a while ago, it was after that it rained here in February last year. It actually rained in California. And then I went out to my car about 3 days later, and there was a thick layer of chemtrail water on the inside of my car window because I have a leak in the sunroof. And I knew that would probably be very toxic, but I had to go to the store, and I was still really bad. I'm much better now, but I was still recovering from my surgery and my oxygen levels. I have bad oxygen, people. I have low oxygen levels because I had surgery on my lungs, and at the time, so I didn't bother to clean it off well enough. Long story short, next morning at 6 o'clock, I heard this pop in my chest, and so I had absorbed all that water, some of that water into my orifices, and it took hold in my chest, and I was really, really ill. I had radiation poisoning. That's why I put the Shungite in my mouth, Nancy, because I had sores on my mouth. I never think you got that story right, what happened to me. I just kind of wanted to tell it, and I've saved some of the spit because I know I had radiation poisoning because I had... So I'm saying that there's radiation in the chemtrails and pneumonia, and I'm hoping to get some samples of my spit, you know, to prove that that is in the chemtrails. But it somehow strengthened me because I'm alive and I got through it with the help of strong antibiotics that a doctor gave me that kept me out of the hospital, and I had a friend that's a caregiver come and help me. So I was really blessed because I think I would have died if I had gone to the hospital. I mean, I was really sick. I'm not kidding. I mean, so anyway, that's
okay,
my story.
We're just about out of time. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Hang on,
bye.
Stay on the line. Stay on the line, Joan. This has been Ever Beyond.
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 Beyond. Beyond.